Wildfires rage while Canada's fire departments need to solve their recruitment problem. Hello, and you're listening to the Marketplace Morning Report live from the BBC World Service. I'm Leanna Byrne. Scientists and emergency officials say the wildfires and air pollution affecting large parts of Canada and the US will become more common in future due to global warming. Millions of people have been urged to wear masks as some eastern cities have temporarily become the most polluted on Earth. But when it comes to fighting the fires, Canada has a shortage of people to do it. Hundreds of firefighters in the US, Europe, Australia, New Zealand and South Africa have been called in to help. Ken McMullen is president of the Canadian Association of Fire Chiefs in Red Deer in the state of Alberta.
I'll give you some staggering statistics. In 2016, so not many years ago, there was 156,000 firefighters in Canada. And that, of course, encompasses volunteers, composite departments and career departments. And today we sit at 126,000. So exactly to your point, we've had a reduction of 30,000 firefighters in this country. 90,000 of those are volunteers. We are having challenges in this country recruiting and attracting the younger generation to be a part of volunteer brigades and departments in Canada. So we're certainly living and residing and surviving on the backs of some of those more seasoned individuals in our communities. The challenge with that is, in many cases, insurance companies that provide coverage to fire departments, whether they are volunteer or career, will not insure individuals from a workplace perspective over the age of 60. So understanding that and looking at the demographics of the individuals that are involved in our firefighting communities right now, there's some pretty significant things we have to do in order to sustain this for the next 5, 10, 25 years.
Ken McMullen, president of the Canadian Association of Fire Chiefs there. Now, let's do the numbers. Price rises were close to zero in China in May. It's just another sign of sluggish demand in the world's second largest economy. CPI inflation was 0.2% last month compared to a two-year low of 0.1% in April, according to official data. And Turkey's finally, and officially, appointed its new central bank governor. And it's Hafiz Gaye Erkan, a woman with Turkish-American citizenship. She's a former co-CEO of the US commercial bank First Republic, and she's expected to reverse the course and rein in inflation. Now, Pride Month is well underway all around the world, so let's talk to Britain's first openly gay banking chief. Anthony Watson is founder and chief executive of the Bank of London, a tech company that describes itself as the world's first purpose-built global clearing bank. So that means his organisation exchanges checks with other financial institutions through a central organisation called a clearinghouse. So just to be clear, it's not a consumer bank. And he actually bid to buy Silicon Valley Bank's UK side of the business, but lost out to HSBC. I asked him first what Pride Month means to him.
For me, Pride is important because as a kid going to bed tonight thinking they're better off dead than gay, and that's just simply not acceptable. So I think we have a responsibility, in particular those of us who have been more successful in life than others, to be open, transparent about who we are, to show the youth of tomorrow that there's nothing wrong with being gay or bi or trans or whatever, that you can be you and you can be successful.
I mean, obviously, Pride Month is extremely important, but for the way that corporations are on Pride Month and what they do, can some elements of that be tokenistic?
Oh, absolutely. And we're seeing it now in the States at the moment, for example, with Target. A trans designer designed some apparel for Target. They got significant pushback from the extreme right in the US, and they pulled it and put it at the back of the store. We don't need supporters like that. If you don't believe in us or don't want to support our cause, that's fine. But this tokenization or checkbook LGBT support is not acceptable.
One of the things that a lot of corporations are talking about is this authentic and inclusive corporate culture. I mean, have you ever come across that? And does it even exist?
Fundamentally, companies primarily only believe in one thing, which is profitability and answering to their shareholders or regulators or whatever it happens to be. And that's not a bad thing. I just wish firms wouldn't tart stuff up as if it was, oh, we believe in all these other things. Well, they don't really. Firms, in my experience, and I suspect the BBC and other corporations are no different, they only focus on what's measured. So if one year you focus on D&I initiatives, suddenly everyone's focused on their targets around that, and then they move to the next thing. I think, personally, Most firms, most big corporations I've worked for didn't truly believe in D&I as a valuable strand. And if they did, they would change the cultures years ago.
Now, one of the biggest stories this year in the banking sector was the collapse of Silicon Valley Bank. I believe you threw your hat in the ring to take part of that business. Is that right?
We did. We were very excited about that. And we were very disappointed and sad it went to HSBC, because HSBC is a systemically important bank globally, arguably. But if it wanted to play in that space, it could have many, many years ago. But it chose to take over SVB UK because it got significant ring-fence concessions from the Bank of England, which arguably isn't good for anyone, certainly not the consumer in the UK.
Anthony Watson, founder and group chief executive of the Bank of London, thank you so much for joining us in Marketplace.
Thank you so much for having me.
And finally, the Australian airline Qantas has relaxed its gender-based uniform rules, so male employees can now wear makeup and have long hair. It also means that female employees don't have to wear makeup and heels while on duty anymore. Gosh, I wouldn't have lasted a day. And that's it from the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. Thanks to Ollie Dobbert-Hansen for producing. Our editor was Joe Critcher, and I'm Leanna Byrne. Thanks for listening.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.